Members of the Geological Society of America are gathering in Portland, Oregon for their annual meeting. One of the conference highlights takes place today. Fellow scientists will celebrate the contributions of Joanne Klusendorf, a respected geologist from Wisconsin. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz learned a bit about the scientist from two people who knew her best, Klusendorf's husband and one of the many female geologists she influenced.
I met Joanne Klusendorf only once. It was 5 years ago at the site of an ancient coral reef. Yes, as in submerged in water hundreds of millions of years ago. Schoonmaker Reef is just west of Milwaukee in Wauwatosa. Here's Klusendorf talking on site in 2016.
The reason it's special is because it was the first fossil reef ever defined as such anywhere in North America in 1862. The geologist came here and saw it in the rocks, which is amazing.
Klusendorf herself was amazing. Inside the Wise Earth Science Museum in Menasha, you see evidence of that.
She started working here in January 2001.
That's fellow geologist and Klusendorf's husband, Don Michalik, walking through the display and information-packed museum tucked within the University of Oshkosh Fox City's campus.
And the museum officially opened in 2002. It was already designated the official State Mineralogical Museum of Wisconsin, but when she came, they had just an empty shell.
It was Michalik who introduced Klusendorf to the wonders of rocks back when she was studying art and he geology at UW-Milwaukee. Ultimately, both became respected geologists. Michalik says there was never any debate about their vacation destinations.
It was always geologically related. In one sense, we were one and the same, working on the same kinds of things. I mean, we had a lot of fun.
Michalik says his wife often discovered the best specimens. He points to one of her greatest fossil finds behind plexiglass protection.
Here we have a little worm fossil. This is from Waukesha County. And it's a unique deposit of soft-bodied fossil. Joanne actually found the first soft-bodied fossils at that site.
That was back in the 1970s. While others have occasionally been credited over the years, including in a recent article in The Atlantic, Joanne Klusendorf, Michalik says, indisputably found the fossils. In fact, Tuesday, as part of the Geological Society of America's celebration of her contributions, one of the Waukesha fossils will be named in her honor. A long list of scientists will also be speaking about Joanne Klusendorf's influence, in particular on women in the field. Beth Johnson will be among them.
I am an associate professor of geology here at the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh Fox City's campus.
Johnson says without question she wouldn't have earned tenure without Joanne Klusendorf's mentorship.
I started here in fall of 2011, and not long after I started teaching, I had a knock at my office door, and it was Joanne.
Johnson was new to the area, and Klusendorf helped her acclimate geologically.
She would take me driving around on Saturdays and showing me where the good geological field trip stops would be for my students, or showing me an interesting site that had some geological feature that I might not have been aware of, and also helped to introduce me to some of the people in the area that were part of the geological community.
And helped ground Johnson personally.
She was always that person that I could go to for help, for clarification, or just to go get ice cream.
The two collaborated until Joanne Klusendorf's death in 2018. Beth Johnson expects to hear similar tributes from fellow scientists at the geological gathering.
She really wanted to make sure that everybody had the opportunity to study and learn about a subject that is just so fascinating and so full of opportunity and possibilities. So she was the one who made sure that there was room for all of us. And for those people that came before her, she was the one to make sure that their contributions would be recognized.
Research Joanne Klusendorf carried out at another ancient reef with husband Don Michalik is also being highlighted at the conference.
Joanne and I do have a paper at the GSA about this big quarry that we did work in for decades. That's on the south side of Chicago. You can tell it's not just one reef, but it's actually several reefs growing on top of each other.
They spent their honeymoon there. Michalik says he'll be continuing their research at the reef. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.